Seattle is wrestling with what to do about short-term rentals. Companies like Airbnb and VRBO allow people to rent out their homes and apartments to out-of-town visitors. Some argue that having too many short-term rentals is hurting the supply of rental housing, and they should be regulated. Others see them as a way for people to earn extra income. As Crosscut's Knut Berger found out, this isn't the first time Seattle has dealt with this issue. It happened back in 1961, on the eve of the World's Fair.
City fathers were worried that there wouldn't be enough hotel and motel space for the millions of guests that were expected for the World's Fair. And somebody had the idea that they would allow landlords to turn apartments into what they called transient housing. And that was so that they could rent these rooms out on a day rate. And that law passed in September of 1961 in preparation for the fair. And immediately, landlords began massive evictions of families and, you know, people living, particularly First Hill, Capitol Hill, and downtown.
So just kicking people out.
Kicking people out, jacking up the rents.
And how high did rents go up at that point?
Well, you know, the one example I found was monthly rent for an apartment that went from $80 to over $300 a month. The other problem, of course, was that these places were starting to operate essentially like hotels, but they had none of the regulation of hotels.
When this started happening, what did the public start doing?
Well, there was a real outcry. There were protests, people carrying signs, city council meetings were packed, people yelling at the mayor, and people began wearing buttons that said, "Don't gouge me, I'm a Seattleite," which I thought was really funny because it was like, it's fine to gouge people from out of town, but not us.
And then the state legislature got involved as well.
Yes, the state legislature kicked off an investigation. There were demands for rent control. And, you know, the mayor quickly reversed course. And so what they did was several months later, in early 1962, they passed a new ordinance which said that if you were building new apartments, in other words, ones that had not already been rented out, you could do the daily rentals for the duration of the fair, but otherwise, no.
So the World's Fair happens, and then what actually happens in terms of the rent and how many people come and the need?
There had been such an expectation that they could capitalize on people coming in that they were even docking ocean liners, you know, down on Elliott Bay. There were at least two or three ocean liners down there to kind of get the overfill. But it turned out there was a housing glut. By the time they were done, it turned out that, in fact, many of the people visiting the fair didn't want to stay in motels or hotels. They stayed on the couches of relatives or camped or whatnot. So the housing thing never materialized. The housing shortage never materialized.
What lessons did Seattle learn from this experience?
Well, I think one of the lessons that was learned was out of the outrage that came about from these thousands of people who had been evicted, were threatened with eviction, they formed a group called the Seattle Renters Association. And I think when they found people calling for rent control, when they saw renters were getting organized around who could be evicted and that kind of thing, I think that eventually led to a climate in which the city was becoming more sensitive to renters' rights. And over the next decade or so, renters became much more organized in insisting on laws that protected them from greedy landlords.
What was the most interesting thing that you learned when you were researching the story? What surprised you the most?
I think what surprised me, but what surprised people at the time, was the scale of greed. The scale of thoughtlessness when it came to people being displaced. It was almost like people had a gold rush mentality when it came to the World's Fair, like they were going to make their pile off of this 6 months fair. And I think that also surprised public officials. They really didn't see this coming.
Knut Berger writes for Crosscut.com. Meanwhile, Seattle Mayor Ed Murray and Councilmember Tim Burgess are proposing new regulations for short-term rentals. Under the plan, property owners renting out their primary residence wouldn't face restrictions. But if the property isn't a homeowner's primary residence, it could only be rented out for 3 months out of a year. The council's housing committee is scheduled to take up the proposal next Wednesday.